Winston Peters joins us, and this time confirmed, as he said he would, returning to Parliament. Thanks for joining us again. Tō kana, tēnā koe, Winston.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, and congratulations. Can we talk about the polls now?
Yes, you can, if you like.
Let's start there. Were they accurate? I'm interested in your perceptions, too, of the Māori vote and what happened to it. What about the polls? Were they anywhere near accurate this time around, Winston?
No, of course they weren't. If you go back 2 months, when the climate is set as to what's likely to happen, then they were miles out. Some were, and they were, in particular, an offshore poll done in New Zealand. That were far more accurate, and we had a poll ourselves, done with very comprehensive, most extensive one, and we had a clear steer where we were going. But as for the mainstream, go back and now tell me who was talking about us 2 months ago, or which mainstream journalist or media came to any of our meetings. They just boycotted the whole lot. And now they're wondering what happened. They're wondering what happened and saying, oh, but we got it right. But no, the answer is no, you didn't. So let's not have this pride game of ignorance posing as experience.
Well, let's just say there's work to be done. And I know you're not one to linger on the whys and the whos, more on the hows. You say that it's about making some dosh for this land rather than many inexperienced politicians just working out ways to spend the tax take. So the work goes on with urgency, doesn't it? What's first port of call for you as far as I know there are still discussions going on, but how are you occupying yourself today, tomorrow?
Well, we have been, since the election, working out a whole number of things that we have to have clear in our mind. We're going to have our first meeting very, very shortly because people are being, that's new MPs are being inducted in over the last Monday, Tuesday and today. That is tomorrow, they will be completing that process. We'll have people ready for a discussion for the first time because we've got people in the Deep South and in the North. So it's a matter of logistics. And I know people have been climbing off planes and going and appearing on television, but our purpose is to meet first, make sure that we know the detail of what we're talking about, have a good grasp post the election of what the economy looks like, because at no time did I think that in the debate the public was being told the truth about the state of the economy. If you're forecast by the IMF to be next year of 160 countries coming at 159 in terms of your GDP or your growth rate, then this is a crisis. And I didn't think in the campaign that the political debate ever grasped just how serious things were. Why is that important? Because we've got a mass of people in this country, 30% who are hard up against it on the cost of living, another 40% struggling. Everywhere you look, there was failure, and we have to turn this around and take people with us. And in doing that, we've got to look at the countries who are successful like us, those small countries, Ireland, Singapore, Iceland, some of the Nordic countries. They've got lessons to teach us, not really lessons to teach us, lessons to remind us of how we were the great country once were and how we forgot the plot. They're carrying on doing it, and we haven't. But we have got to uplift everybody going forward now. And that's why this campaign was such a, how shall I say it, disconnect from the truth and from the facts. I'm not saying it now. I was saying it before the election. I've never seen a campaign like it where the critical issues that mattered didn't get dealt with, when people were never campaigning, never holding public meetings, just standing on the side of the road with banners waving or doing all sorts of things like hopping on a go-kart. Just one after the other, it happened night after night, and I thought, this is a total flight from reality, and we've got to get ourselves grounded again and start understanding what it is we're dealing with. I'm sorry it's a long answer, but I think your listeners need to know that we've got to have a purpose to pick them and take them with us, no matter which way they voted. That's what politics and a democracy should be about.
Tēnā koe. Which prompts me to ask for your observations of the Māori vote. It moved substantially. People were frustrated when they went to the petrol pump and had to pay over $3 to get a litre of gas. And ultimately, it sank the government. or was that contributed to by Jacinderism?
Well, it was contributed to by Jacinderism, yes, entirely, because we had this focus on a whole lot of woke ideas and no focus on the cost of living, with the supermarket duopolies being held to account, where banking charges, which have had five inquiries in Australia by Australian politicians of Australian banks, and no inquiry here affected as well. All those big and real issues were just got swept aside as though they didn't matter. And then they all came home to roost on election night.
And your old style campaigning still relevant in modern day New Zealand. What do you say of the young pundits who wrote you and the party off right from the get-go? And I know you're not one to sit there like the cat's got the cheese.
Dad, you're so right, but I did say on election night, and my opening line was, when we said we were going to make a comeback, they all laughed at us, but they're not laughing now, are they? This is the thing. You've got a whole lot of people who have embarrassed themselves by their bias, their prejudice, their attempt to rule us out, now screaming for us to give them an answer when they weren't interested in ever turning up before the election. I saw a guy turn up on the Friday before the election demanding answers, and I thought to myself, you must be joking. Here you are at a time when barely nothing can be done that will help us on the vote, and you think that you are being media accountable or media responsible. And I got to tell you, Dale, the mainstream media in this country is a disgrace. Why am I on this program? Because regardless of the past, your program has always talked to politicians and let, as the famous singer Phil Collins sang, you know, you've got to hear both sides of the story. You've let the voters decide, not yourselves. Now, I salute you guys for that. I'm not trying to build you up.
Well, but are going to be the new Minister of Broadcasting and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, so we've got to stay in sweet with those who are going to impact our gig. No, fair enough. Shane said that you're sharpening your spear.
No, we're not doing those sorts of things.
But I liked the rhetoric. I grooved with what he was saying. So, you know, it's not too out of step. I'll be talking with him later. What should I ask him, do you think, Winston?
Possibly to ask him to do what I'm doing, and that is waiting till I've consulted with him and all my colleagues before I say anything.
I'll see if he can toe the line. Have you ever been able to control? Of course he does. He does defer to you. There's a lovely relationship seems to be between you and him. What do you like about the bloke?
Well, there's some old-fashioned things about Shane which people don't understand, and that is Shane likes to get things done. You know, all around this country I saw provincial growth fund concepts that have been put in place. Of all those programs we have, not one has failed. Many have been delayed because of planning permission, but not one has failed. But boy, did we take some crap on the way through. But I go to a Porikī, I see magnificent mussel factory there, the biggest mussel farm in the world being built. I go to the Hawke's Bay, I see a limery which 20 suppliers building a new lime export outfit. Over and over again, I watched on this campaign, I thought to myself, what is it wrong with my country's media that they don't get how important these things were to provincial New Zealand and small towns, where just a lift doing something can dramatically change their collective economic outcome? It's what we did in the old days when we were a great country, number one in the world. We've got to get back doing it again because we're all in this together.
It's good talking with you, Winston. Congratulations. Looking forward to chatting through the next term. And, well, you did what you said you would do. You're back, and back big time. Mauri, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Winston Peters hopefully allows to talk fairly regularly through the year. Certainly Shane